Barcelona. Barcelona. So, it's, yeah, again, Sean and I don't do well when we don't have anything to do.
But dating couples, you think it's okay?
I don't know whose it's a good idea. If you're
what would you solo. What would you text your ex, babe? What would you try to get off your chest? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples and the things they go through.
This is a fun one, babe, because a lot of people are focused on relationships this week. So we want to kind of drop in, talk about what's going on, and share with you what we're doing as we're quarantined, stuck together, maybe getting a little cabin yes. fever.
Yes. If you guys have been following along on Instagram and YouTube, we had told you we filmed a podcast with Mallory and Kyle.
Yeah.
And we were going to release it today, but things are just kind of quickly changing.
Yeah.
And we thought we would do a podcast kind of addressing everything, but bringing light in a time that's kind of weird.
Yeah. So before we jump into everything, if you guys haven't yet, we would be very appreciative if you could subscribe to the show and rate it on whatever platform you're listening to it.
Yes.
Also, don't forget that you can change this playback speed as you listen. So whether on YouTube or listening on podcasts, you can actually increase the speed. Sean doesn't like to do that, but
because of the quarantine, you might want to kill time though. So maybe half speed, like I would listen to.
But then we'd be talking real slow.
Yes. Anyways, guys, so all the craziness going on can leave all of us and has left, I think, all of us a little bit uncertain of just everything going on, what to do, how to feel. I think it has us feeling the same way. At one point in the day, we'll be like, oh, this is no big deal. We're fine. And then at another point of the day, we'll be like, holy crap, what is going on with our world? It's the zombie apocalypse. At the end of the day, we all need to take a deep breath, listen to what everyone, all the officials are saying, hang out in your house for a while, have some fun, spend some time with your loved ones, and things will get better. There has been a massive devastation. There's a lot of very sad stories out there right now with things going on. But I think if we just stick together as a community, things will improve.
Yeah. So I kind of want to start with sharing our feelings and emotions about things going on, because I feel like we've experienced a similar trajectory as other people. And then we're going to talk about some things that you can or maybe should do while you're at home.
This will be fun. So stick with us for that, because it's not the list that you're expecting.
No, we're trying to keep things peppy and up here. And then we're going to talk about what our schedule has been the last couple of days. But first of all, it's kind of been a tough 10 days for Nashville, which is where we live. And it started off with the tornado that hit last Tuesday, which is...
It's only been a week?
What is today? Two Tuesdays ago, I guess.
Right? Yeah, I think about 2 weeks.
So tore through the town, left hundreds of families displaced, homes ruined, businesses done. There's plenty of business owners that we know that have been gravely affected by that.
It was, though, incredible to see community come together as soon as the tornadoes hit, because Nashville is such a growing city and it's becoming more and more like a Los Angeles or a New York. It's just very busy. But in times like this, it does show you still how small our city is, because it was incredible. The morning after the tornado hit, all of these volunteer companies were coming out from all over the country. Like debris trucks were driving in from Texas, and food banks and food truck businesses. I couldn't think of food truck words. But it was amazing, because as soon as they would get here, they would be turned away by the city, because just regular Joe Schmo volunteers within our city already had already done the job.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show how closely knit our community is and how closely knit community is when things happen. Yeah. So we kind of got through that wave of the tornado, and then all of a sudden the quarantine starts. And I think we're all still trying to figure out how to handle that.
Someone made a meme of this, but in 1 week, the daylight savings happened. So we lost an hour, which nobody likes. Mm-hmm. the stock market crashed, mm-hmm. which in 2008, which was the closest thing that's ever happened to that, when that happened, we were both in high school, so we were like pretty insulated from that.
Yeah.
So just for the first time, I had the perspective of, oh my gosh, this could, like, things have been so comfortable and predictable, and now it's like, mm-hmm. there's so much uncertainty. And so I was like really hit with this melancholy depression, mm-hmm. and I was way off my normal vibe. You know, you can attest to that. I was a grumpy pants.
Your hype vibe?
Yeah, I was not hype. But then as more information has come out, and I hope the purpose of this episode is not to sensationalize the sad things or, like, you know, try to sell the fear. We are just saying what our perspective is. And so it went from that fear that I feel like a lot of people went experienced mm-hmm. to, okay, wait, yes, things will be different for a little while, but mm-hmm. nobody's turning into zombies, to your point.
Yes.
But I'm more optimistic now because there's so many steps being taken to solve all of the problems going on right now. And so as of right now, we're just making the best of what is dealt, what the cards are dealt. I don't think that's a saying. What the cards are dealt.
What hand you get dealt? What is the saying? I will.
We're not going to say, no. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I will add too, it's been interesting because up until pretty much today, we've had people over at our house, workers and just community. Mm-hmm. We kind of put an end to that today just to continue the quarantine. But what I have found is fascinating is every time someone comes over, they just want to talk about it. And I think it's not trying to figure out, you know, how to solve the world's problems, but I think it's a comfort in talking through something with people and relating to them and being like, okay, I'm not the only one that feels this. So I think another purpose in doing the podcast is the relatability factor.
I was like a little hesitant to do this podcast because I get sick of talking about the same thing over and over again.
Yes.
So like, I was like, oh my gosh, we're just going to talk about what everyone's been talking about. But I think you make a good point in that it is a huge thing going on.
It is. It is. It's something, it's a pandemic that we've really never experienced before. We have in different ways, but not like this. We haven't seen lockdowns and shutdowns and quarantines.
Right.
I don't think it's anything to really panic about. It is a serious matter. But again, come together as a community, do what Italy is doing and do workouts from, you know, your apartments.
I freaking love those. We need a link.
Yeah.
Our favorite ones are the people singing in Italy and then the guy, the fitness trainer in Spain leading everybody in a workout. Awesome. I freaking love it.
Remember that one live stream we did where it creeped me out, but we could see everyone? What was it called?
Zoom.
We should do that, but a workout.
You think so? Just have like 1,000 people on there.
Yeah.
All doing a workout.
Would you guys want to do that? Anyways. So
I will say on this point, it's so tempting. Obviously the toilet paper shortage and all the hecticness of people like hoarding. It is so tempting. And I feel like generally, correct me if I'm wrong, you've been more fearful of like, oh, the sickness and like how this might affect Drew and you as Drew's mom and kind of, you've been more susceptible to that fear. I haven't mm-hmm. been as affected.
But you've been more susceptible to the fear of
hoarding. Like I'm not a hoarder, but like there's definitely this temptation to be like, well, I have to protect my family and I have to make sure that we have, who knows what could happen. There's so much unexpected. So let's make sure that we have enough supplies. And anyway, mm-hmm. Sean has been super
Andrew
gracious.
Built the bunker.
I'm saying we haven't done that, fortunately, because we've had so many conversations with the people on Patreon that I feel like have provided good perspectives. Christian Schaff, who I had on my podcast, who sells emergency supplies. But what he said, sorry to cut you off, was we as humans, we always get through things, not by being selfish and isolating ourselves, essentially hoarding. We get through things by community mm-hmm. and by helping each other out. So,
which in this instance doesn't mean go outside and be with community because we cannot.
Correct.
But try your hardest in this situation to take a deep breath. Try not to be as you know, naturally selfish as we all are, do something kind for someone, reach out, call them, support them, comfort them, and Sean, they will pass it on.
To give an example that I've been impressed with you by, freaking, I can't, am I saying words in the right order today? I don't know what's happening. We had a friend who was short on diapers and we just happened to have extra ones. So Sean didn't interact with the person and like face to face, but you dropped off the diapers at their house. And like, that's, I think, a good example of community. Like, hey, there's enough out there for us all. We just have to learn how to share.
Yes. If you're one of those that went and bought 600 rolls of toilet paper, let's maybe like drop one off with a bow on each of your neighbor's front doorstep. That would be amazing.
Wow. Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Okay. So again, I'm optimistic. I hope you guys are too with all of the, I feel like now watching the Today Show this morning, like the tone is so much different because everyone's like, okay, we actually know about the pattern of this and we kind of know like what other people have been experiencing. And like, we know that the symptoms aren't like nobody's turning into zombies, which was my first
That was your first thought?
It literally was. I was like, people are like, things are going to be chaotic. And it's,
I think,
just
that's
not
a direct representation of way too many zombie movies and shows right now, because the first thing we all think about is everyone's turning into zombies. Yeah. But I will say too, that with like the Today Show and with the tone of just the world, instead of being so fearful right now, everyone's being more informative, which makes it a little easier to digest.
Thank you, world. And it was encouraging to hear our president say that the media is being fair. And like, I just think that, look, there's some good that's
not
coming out of this.
Fake news.
Exactly.
So with that, with the quarantine, everyone, back to our main topic, make a little fun here. Yes.
So in general, I hope it goes without saying, we are trying to do our part. We usually have six people around the house. We've said we're going to work from home and practice social distancing. We're just trying to listen to the authorities while not being fearful. We're listening to authorities and the experts on this. So
if you're listening, that means you are at home. That means you're working from home. Hopefully you have not been laid off. We also want to put out there that if you have been laid off, if you have any discomfort financially or with your family or with your food, please direct message us. We have, or on Instagram, we have a survey. If you just swipe up, fill in your information, and we have so many connections and resources that we want to use right now to help you guys out.
Well, everybody has a lot of connections and resources.
Yes.
And so we want to make sure that we're using ours to help whoever we can. So actually in the show notes, there's a link that if you are experiencing a story that needs help, or you know someone that needs help, just fill that out. We'll do what we can. No promises, but we are trying to, you know, pay it forward. So anyway,
with that being said, so we're stuck at home, guys.
The quarantine.
Yes. And a lot of us find ourselves bored out of our minds, not sure what to do.
Yeah.
Not sure how to homeschool children.
Sean and I don't do well when we don't have much to do.
I did see the funniest meme the other day of, because there's all these memes going around about people like homeschooling their kids, figuring out how to like continue the education. And one mom was like, you know what? Not homeschooling my children. I don't know how to homeschool a kindergartner. Yeah. We are going to play and watch TV. And I was like, yes. <That's great.
laughs> Yes. That's funny.
So we have compiled a list of, what do we have, 25?
Well, first of all, I have to give credit where credit's due. It's about 25 things that I've pulled from this USA Today article,
which was amazing,
that I just loved because it was titled 100 Things You Can Do at Home. Again, we'll link that down below. But I thought it was fantastic. There's some serious ones in here. There's some playful ones.
Let's,
and we're all about that.
Right in.
Sean and I just don't do well when we don't have anything to do. So we're just sparking some ideas of things that you can do. So
to give you an idea, Andrew has now been trying to rig together a target practice in our backyard for bows and arrows.
I'm a big fan of Legolas from Lord of the Rings. So
he started, like, babe, will you braid my hair? I'm going to go shoot some arrows.
Actually, I need to do the Brad Pitt from Troy. One solo braid right there, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I'll post videos. Let's not shoot anything.
All right. So here are some things that you can do while at home. Are you ready?
Yes.
First thing, complete a puzzle.
We love puzzles.
Yeah.
We do. The only dilemma, so this happened yesterday. Lexi, we all know Lexi. She was like, I was trying to go to the store to find puzzles, but they're all sold out.
No.
And I was like, Lex, we have 100 puzzles. And I went through all of them and we picked out one. She took a couple home. We've done all of them.
You gave away our puzzles, babe. How will we have enough puzzles on lease. To do?
It's on lease. She'll bring it back.
Oh my gosh. Okay, jeez. I got a hoard of puzzles now.
Yeah, we should like try the whole like flip the puzzle upside down thing.
Whoa, wait. That's what she's doing?
She's doing a puzzle.
She's flipping it upside down?
No, I'm saying we should do that because we've done all of our puzzles here. Follow along, Andrew.
We love puzzles. We don't mess with the 3D ones. We're like 500 to 750 puzzle count.
Yeah.
We like to knock it out in like 3 days.
Did everyone see Ellen DeGeneres just did a 4,000 piece puzzle?
What?
I don't know if she successfully completed it. She was really frustrated.
I can't imagine.
I love you, Ellen.
Second thing, you could start a journal or a blog.
Actually, I have to quote Caitlin Bristow because she said this today on Instagram. She's like, everyone should start a journal or blog right now.
Okay.
Because a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years, 20 years, coming back to this time and reading our journals is going to be incredible.
I agree. We're doing so many YouTube live streams and freaking videos and podcasts that I feel like hopefully this provides some type of journal, which is, by the way, the whole reason that we started YouTube was to...
We'll have to transcribe all of this and put in a book.
Wow, that sounds like a book I wouldn't buy. I'm not going to lie.
Well...
Just a bunch of words, huh? Third thing. If it won't bother your neighbors, dust off that old instrument and practice. Sean, if you've watched any of our YouTube live streams, I have whipped out the guitar. Sean does not like that. I also, there's a couple piano songs I wanna learn. The River Flows in You by
Yairuma. Will you play me your song? My song?
Yeah, that's what it's called, is The River Flows in You.
That's what it's called?
Song. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys. Dun, 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 I need to take you back to when we were dating. Dun, 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 Andrew was living in the dorms at Vandy. I would come and visit down in the basement of your dorm tower.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was this gosh. Random tiny little piano room.
I forgot about that.
And one night you took me down there. I didn't even know you played piano yet. And I sat next to you on the bench. And I was like, this is out of a movie. He can't actually play. And he played me this song. And I don't know if you want me to share this, but you started crying because it was your grandpa's song that he taught you how to play.
Not quite, but close enough. Not quite, but close enough.
He started crying over your grandpa. And I started crying because I was like, this man cannot be real. This is out of a movie.
And that's when she
and
fell
it's
in
my
love.
Favorite song. Oh my gosh.
So I want to learn, I want to polish that one off. Okay. Kind of brush the dust off. I can't say
wow.
it. And then I also Make You Feel My Love, Adele version.
Yeah.
And Someone Like You. Okay. Freaking, I love Adele.
You have to learn how to play 10,000 Hours by Dan and Shay.
It's been 10,000 hours.
Because that's the song I listen to on repeat for 22 hours of labor.
I'm going to blast you real quick. You sang a song yesterday. I forget what it was, but your voice was so beautiful, babe. I just think you should share that with the world sometime.
Maybe not.
Okay. Fourth thing. Text all... So this is... Some of these are funny. Mm-hmm. Text all your exes in case you have just one more thing you wanted to get off your chest. Mm.
Do you think that would end well when you're quarantined with your significant other in your house?
I don't think for married couples, that's a good idea.
Okay. But dating couples, you think it's okay?
I don't know whose it's a good idea. If you're
flying solo. What would you text your ex, babe? What would you try to get off your chest?
You know what? Here's the thing. I feel like with some of our exes, we're okay when the other person... Yeah. reaches out to them. Like, you've talked to your most fragile relationship while we've been married. You know what I'm saying? Did I say that? But there's some that aren't appropriate.
Yeah.
I think it's all the time, place, and yeah. I just think, like, in general, not a great idea.
I would say, guys and gals, let's not do that one.
I think that was maybe a humorous one. Can we laugh at that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Look at pictures of puppies.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. We can't announce it for her, can we? A friend of ours just picked up a puppy today.
A little golden doodle.
He's the most gorgeous little guy ever.
Which are your favorite dog Instagrams besides Nash, the East Dog is our dog.
So I'm obsessed with Bunny's Buddies. Is that what it's called? Is it called Bunny's Buddies?
Sean, literally, how many hours a day do you think you spend looking at pictures of puppies?
Yes, it's Bunny's Buddies. Everyone go follow them. They're a rescue dog Instagram account. They save dogs off of meat trucks in China. Oh, and then I follow the funny one, the dodo bird or something. The dodo is really funny.
Oh, wait, who's the dog that just made a big time? Unicorn the golden?
Unicorn.
This dog was born with one ear.
Yeah, a little golden. And it like migrated to the top of his head as a puppy. It's really cute.
He's a cute dog. So anyway, there's some places to start.
Yeah.
Let's see. Put together the most attractive charcuterie board possible, but there's a twist. You can only use foods you already have in your fridge and cupboard. I like that one a lot.
Can we just go back to, you pronounce it charcuterie?
How do you say it?
Charcuterie.
Don't say you're bougie enough to say charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Don't say that like that. Yes. Don't say it like that.
You said like charcuterie.
That's like saying, what's the capital of Spain? Actually, I think that's Madrid, actually. But what's the Spanish city? Barcelona? Barcelona?
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Barcelona. Don't be that person.
You're that person.
No, but I like that. I think that's a creative one. Because who has actually charcuterie things?
We have nothings.
Yes. Or we could use just potato chips.
Like Tostitos.
And then we could dice up the breakfast sausage that we made this morning.
Yeah.
That's another thing. This is not on the list, but Sean and I have been cooking, which is great.
A ton, which I love. Oh, if you guys want
it's fun.
New recipes, because the pumpkin bread recipe and the monkey bread recipe, since we're stuck at home, I'm going to try to post one new recipe every other day or something on my Instagram. I'm going to
hold you accountable.
I will. I'll post the breakfast burrito recipe that I made today. It was amazing. It's so easy too.
Gotta give a shout out to our sister-in-law, Katie, who gave us that.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and take a break and hear from our sponsors. Sean and I have always made safety the top priority in our house. And especially after having Drew, I feel like we've taken it to even the next level. We want our house to be as safe and secure as possible.
Absolutely. So we decided to start using SimpliSafe, and it's been a huge game changer. It's so easy to install. It literally only took us like 30 minutes to have it up and running.
And you get comprehensive protection for your whole home. There's outdoor cameras and doorbells that alert you to anyone approaching your home. You have entry motion and glass break sensors that guard the inside. You got the whole package.
We do. And we literally have an entire army of like highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to our home at like a moment's notice, 24/7.
And that's incredibly comforting to the both of us. The best part is though, that it's only 50 cents a day. And you really can't beat that, especially for the value that we get.
You can't. So if you guys want to try it out, go to simplysafe.com/eastfam today and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now and be sure to go to simplysafe.com/eastfam. That's simplysafe.com/eastfam.
Okay, so word of encouragement for those of you out there. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or about a magic number on a scale. It's about building healthier habits and feeling better about yourself.
Andrew and I have really been focusing on better self-care, lowering our stress, anxiety, and raising our energy levels, which can be difficult with a new baby, but we've been doing it throughout the day.
So we decided to start using Noom. Noom teaches you the psychology behind the decisions you make and also helps you keep track of everything from workouts to analyzing your steps, to keeping track of your diet and recommending healthy recipes.
Yes. And what's been best for both of us is that Noom connects us with personally assigned goal specialists and a community of other Noomers. So you have all the support you need to empower your change. Andrew and I have really started to see how much Noom has helped us make better decisions.
You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/couple. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/couple to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/couple. I want to start this one off. We've been getting a lot of questions and comments about these.
Okay, so we talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago, I want to say. But we got these puppies that we're sitting in right now. For those of you who aren't watching, they're the most amazing, comfortable, stylish chairs. And for the ones who are watching, you understand.
We've gotten so many compliments from the guests.
We have. They're amazing.
We've gotten so many compliments from you guys. And I do have to say that these are super comfortable. And we look even more legit now as we record our podcast. But also, we just like sitting in them.
Yes. Our friends at Article were the ones behind this all. We are in love with them.
The best part is that Article always has fair prices. You can save up to 30% over traditional retail prices.
Yes. And Article keeps their prices low by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. So that means no showrooms, no salespeople, no retail markups.
And you have 30 days to make up your mind. They have super simple exchanges and returns.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/eastfam and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/eastfam to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Okay, guys, new and exciting opportunities are coming your way. You just have to be ready for them. And it all starts with earning your master's degree at Ashford University.
Make this the year you advance your career by earning your master's degree. Get started today at Ashford University.
Ashford is so convenient and flexible. Their online master's degree programs allow you to learn at your own pace. You can study wherever you're the most comfortable learning.
Getting your master's degree can definitely be challenging at points. Trust me, I got mine in 2015. But having a supportive program that gives you flexibility and eases the process can help so much. It really does make a difference.
Ashford University's 6-week-long courses allow you to take one course at a time. Being enrolled in one class at Ashford means you are considered a full-time student.
The GRE, GMAT, and other standardized test scores are not required for enrolling at Ashford. It's also fully accredited. Ashford's accredited by the WASC Senior College and University Commission.
Get on the road to earning your degree and making your dream job a reality. Enroll now by going to ashford.edu/couplethings. That's ashford.edu/couplethings to start your degree today. ashford.edu/couplethings.
Also, don't forget, guys, if you're interested in any of the things we just mentioned, check the links down below. We have them all listed. Let's get back to it. Learn calligraphy.
I tried that. It's hard. Don't do it.
Wait, first of all, you are actually insane at calligraphy. You're really good.
But you know what? It's hard to explain. Some people can like write calligraphy and like make it look like calligraphy. I can like, this sounds weird, but draw bubble letters and fill it in to make it look like calligraphy. Does that make sense?
That's good enough for me. Play board games. So
love board games.
What are our favorite ones?
Settlers of Catan.
Yes.
Codenames.
Yes.
Ticket to Ride.
Yes.
And cards.
Which card games?
Spades and Euchre, obviously.
Euchre is such a Midwest.
Oh, and Kemp's.
Oh my gosh. Kemp's is a classic. Sean also plays a lot of phone card games. You like to play Free Cell. That was, if you think back on it, that was our honeymoon, was mostly playing Free Cell
we and Spades. We got waterproof cards and yeah, we would be
did.
In the ocean on floaties. And like we had one of those mat floaties, you know, and we would play cards in the ocean. It was amazing. What are you talking about? That's not embarrassing.
That was like the hottest and heaviest part of our honeymoon was our Free Cell competition.
Was it, Andrew?
We should do a marriage episode or a wedding day episode.
I think there were some good hot and heavy moments.
Wow, Sean. Really giving the entertainment to the people. Oh, well, here's one that's not on the list either. Listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, I feel like if they're listening, if they're hearing that, then they're listening.
Solid point. This is my favorite one. Put on a soap opera, mute the sound, and create your own dialogue.
No.
I think that's freaking awesome. How much fun would that be?
That does not sound fun to me.
Some people like to have
me.
Fun in life, Sean.
I would rather make a fort. Remember when we made a fort?
Yeah.
My birthday, my 23rd birthday.
We made a fort in the living room.
Yeah.
I can also do that.
And then what happened?
I don't know. I don't know what your attitude is today, but it's freaking me out. try on all your clothes and determine whether they spark joy a la Marie yes. Kondo. If you guys haven't read the book by Marie Kondo, she's like this Zen organizer.
Yeah, she's genius. I really wanted to clean out closets and dressers and take them to like donation places.
Yeah, I think you're going to do that today, actually.
Yeah, I wanted to.
And then there's also a Netflix series, but it's like her whole thing is when you touch an item or wear a piece of clothing, does it spark joy? And if it doesn't, give it away. So I thought that was a funny one, but also a good one. Have a roommate meeting about how to be more considerate of one another, especially while you'll likely be spending more time together. Bring baked goods.
How can I be more considerate of you, Andrew?
So yeah, again, Sean and I don't do well when we don't have anything to do. We've been getting in the most ridiculous little arguments.
Yeah, ridiculous. Actually, something that I know I can do for Andrew to be more considerate of him during our day, especially since we're stuck at home all day now, the most important thing that we can do for each other is give each other at least an hour or two a day of like alone time.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it when you
yes. do that. So I know when Andrew, like at any time in the day, Andrew needs at least an hour or two by himself. And that can be with Drew. Just he needs time to himself yeah. and vice versa.
And then, well, one thing I know that can be more considerate with you is we've been practicing the 2 minute rule that Jimmy and Maddie introduced to us.
It's amazing.
And so now it's like a competition. Like how much can I get done in a short, I kind of view it as how much yeah, can I get done in a short same. Amount of time? So like there's so many bottles to wash.
So many.
Can I do those for Sean before she comes out after putting Drew down?
I was doing the math. We go through 5 bottles for Drew a day. And then we go through 10 pumping bottles a day plus 5 sets of pumping parts. It's a lot.
So it says while you have those that conversation about how to be more considerate, you got to bring baked goods. The next one is bake those goods.
I baked you goods last night.
We made cookies last night, baby.
Okay.
We've been carb city over here.
Here is a little recipe trick and tip for you guys that I think is amazing. Whenever I make chocolate chip cookies, I finish half of the chocolate chip cookies with a little bit of sea salt on top. That's Andrew's favorite.
Talk to me. With some almond milk, talk to me, girl.
The other half, so I add the sea salt right before I put them in the oven. The other half, I add a little bit of nutmeg and a little bit of cinnamon to right before we bake them. And those are mine. That's my favorite. It kind of gives you that little spice, like Christmas taste. But yet it's still a chocolate chip cookie.
If you want to really talk to my heart though, you got to make some brownies. Like that's brownies, man.
I think we have some brownies here. Okay, keep going.
Will Tom Hanks in recovery from coronavirus by watching, I don't know what that is. Ah!
Where did it go?
I hope we don't see it again. Will Tom Hanks in recovery by watching every Tom Hanks movie chronologically?
I
can you name 3 Tom Hanks movies?
What's the one where he gets Wilson?
Come on, name it. Name it.
All I can think of is Gilligan's Island or Shutter Island. It's something island, isn't it?
It's a Zach Brown Band song, too. I want to be a castaway. Oh, da, 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 castaway. Da, da, da. Yep. What's the most famous one, probably, debatably?
Forrest Gump.
Boom. What's one more?
Lieutenant Dan.
No, that's the same movie. Wait, he's in, isn't he in, oh shoot. What's the
move on.
Okay. We don't know 3 Tom Hanks movies. That's a bummer. Look at yourself in the mirror. Attempt a self-portrait with pencil and paper.
That is something you would do.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Saving Private Ryan.
Holy smokes. What a huge oversight on our part.
And the one you just watched. Which one? Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh. That one's about, wow, I can't remember his name.
And
Roger.
Big, Sleepless in Seattle. Jeez, Catch Me If You Can. Sully.
I don't know what that. Oh, Sully.
Apollo 13, The Da Vinci Code, The Terminal, You've Got Mail.
The Da Vinci Code is the one I was thinking of.
Dang.
I like the self-portrait one. The next one. Actually try to reproduce something you see on Pinterest. Probably fail. Try again.
Yeah.
You used to use Pinterest a lot. Now you're
I
not
did.
As much on
I'm
it.
I'm over it.
Clear out the family room and camp indoors with all blankets, popcorn, and scary movies. Make a fort. I love that.
Make
one.
A fort. Absolutely. Clear out the family room. Let's not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You
sounds
like
a
that.
Lot of work.
Pretend you're 13 years old and fold a square piece of paper into a fortune teller.
Coup de catchers.
Proceed to tell fortunes.
Coup de catchers. Is that what awesome. You call them? Remember, that's how I gave you your Christmas gift this year. 100 coup de catchers.
That was awesome. We should make a video about what you did because that was a great Christmas. And Nash.
There's a giant box with 100 cootie catchers in them. And on 4 of the cootie catchers were vacations that we could take this year.
Which, not looking great.
Not looking
for
great.
For those vacations. But let's see. This is a heartfelt one. Interview your grandparents over the phone and save the audio.
We should do that.
I love that one. I have only one of my grandparents still around. That's crazy to think about. What about you?
I do not
have any. Mm-mm. So cherish the time that you have.
Drew can interview her grandparents.
One of my favorite things that I did, one of the things I'm most grateful that I did was my sophomore year of college. I came home and I was working a summer job, but after the job, after the day was over, I would go sit with my grandpa for like 2 hours just on his back porch, and we would just hang out. And I learned to take things slower, and I also learned about his whole background. It was just fantastic. You will never regret that. Which leads us to the next one. Make a list of things for which you're grateful.
Yeah, I like that.
And then have your own wine tasting of whatever bottles you have at home, and make up stories about the journey of the grapes to your mouth.
This isn't a bragging statement. This is just, that would be very dangerous in our house because we have a wine cellar.
That sounds like a bragging statement.
We didn't mean it in a bragging manner. 10
bottles of wine. We have like 14 bottles of wine. Don't be ridiculous. We don't have, we, are you saying we'd just be drinking wine all day? Let's practice what a journey from grape to our mouth would look like.
This is earthy. This is tennis ball. This is.
No. Let me take a variation.
Okay.
Born in the fields of Burgundy, France. Mm. This grape was.
Bordeaux.
Thank you. This grape was coddled and grown by.
Massaged.
A young French madame.
And we're moving on. Next question.
I thought my story was good. Okay. Write a book with your family. Pick a character, and each member writes a chapter about that character's adventures, and then read that aloud to each other.
That sounds like a lot of work. It sounds cute. I couldn't do that.
Sean, I didn't know I was like more of a craft person than you were.
I'm a craft person. I'm not like a play person, like theater.
That's true. We saw, what was it?
Hamilton.
We saw Hamilton. Hated it. I loved it. I want to see it 14
times.
Okay,
I'm one
of
those people that when you listen to music, I hear the music. I don't hear the words. Like I might sing the words, but I still don't know what I'm saying. I can't comprehend it. Maybe it's, you know, some, maybe I think, I don't know.
That was a really good sentence. Thanks. Right there.
So I'm watching Hamilton and I love watching the dances and the theater and hearing the music, but I can't hear the words. Add into it that Hamilton is 100% rap. I lost my absolute mind.
Because you couldn't understand.
They had one little screen off to the left of the stage that had all the words on it. The only thing I could do the entire play was read it. I was like, this sucks.
I love the play. Yeah. So I guess I'm more of a theater person.
She's like, back in 1972. I was like, I don't know what just happened.
The next one is indoor scavenger hunt. That sounds like a blast.
That sounds like fun.
Next is organize your spice rack alphabetically or get crazy and do it by cuisine.
Hmm. Alphabetically, absolutely.
We were just watching Mark Marone's Netflix special where he talks about turmeric.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
if you guys haven't seen it, it's pretty funny.
We only watched 10 minutes of it. Teach your dog to shake, hand sanitizer optional. Love that one.
Nash knows how to shake already. And high five.
And then consider donating food to food banks to help families struggling get meals. And the last one is sleep. Get lots of it. So those, I thought that was a fun little list.
Unless you have a baby.
True.
Yes. Those are fun though.
We're lucky.
Those are really fun.
By the way, be on the lookout. We're going to do a YouTube video on our sleep schedule. This is not how to get your baby to sleep through the night.
It's what we did.
That I think fortunately Drew just slept through the night. So yes. Be on the lookout for that. But now that we've talked about all the things that you could potentially do in quarantine, let's talk about what our schedule's been the past couple of days.
Our daily schedule, we've been pretty consistent the past few days. So we wake up around 6:30. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I wake up at 5:30, but you wake up at 6:30. I usually pump and get all of Drew's bottles ready for the day. We wake up together. We wake her up, which is the best part of the day because she's so happy when you wake her up.
It's the best.
I feed her breakfast, and then we drink coffee together and have breakfast together. We hang out with Drew and play with her for like an hour, and then we put her down for her first nap. And during her first nap, we usually do a workout together.
Yeah.
Which has been a lot of fun.
It's great. If you have equipment at home, use that. If you don't, there's plenty of yoga things online that you can watch. Maybe you just have like one dumbbell. Sean's dad watches TV in his recliner chair
and just does one dumbbell.
He just does curls and shoulder exercises. So I think that's been important for us because not everybody's like this, but staying active prevents us from going crazy.
Well, and you're going to go stir crazy in your house. So do something like walk laps around your apartment or whatever.
Do some jumping jacks or something.
Yeah. And then after we work out, we usually take a shower together. AA.
What is up with you today? I can't believe this.
And then
we try to get outside a little bit.
Yeah, we try to get outside. So whether we go for a walk, we usually then have a few hours of work. So if you guys are still working from home, we usually alternate. So like I'll take Drew for a couple hours and Andrew will work and then we'll swap.
Not everybody can do their work at home.
Yeah.
Sorry if your work has been negatively affected by this, but I think it's a good time to like get things done that you normally otherwise wouldn't do, whether that's read the book or write the article or like whatever it is, just do things that you're able to do at home, whatever that is.
And then we've been making and cooking dinner and cooking lunch. We do bath time every day. We have some like reading time.
I have my alone time.
Mm-hmm. I have my alone time. I took a bath yesterday and read in the bath. It was amazing.
We have in mid-afternoon, I feel like, is when we usually catch up with people that we usually haven't or that we haven't talked to in a while. And that's been really great. If I have something to do on my mind, I don't want to talk to like, I don't just make random phone calls. That's a character flaw I could work on. But given that there's just less to do, less errands to run, less work to do, we've been having more space to be able to call people.
Yes.
And that's great.
And then we usually end the night with like putting Drew down. And then we'll cook some dinner. We'll watch a movie. We watched this movie called Set It Up, which was really good.
Rom-com. We're big rom-com.
So fun. And then we go to bed early, but it's been pretty chill. We try to get in again, like playtime, outdoor time, exercise, work, creative food, like cooking.
Caveat on the outdoor time, we still maintain the social distance. So we try to go on walks.
We walk laps around our house.
Yes.
Andrew shoots arrows in the backyard.
So, you know, it's not the normal schedule, but I feel like we've been making the most of it. And I hope you guys have, well, it took us a while to get here, and I'm not saying that we've perfected it, but I hope you're able to have a more optimistic perspective. Don't buy into the fear.
Yes. Lean into your community. And I know that's with keeping distance, but have fun with it. Get creative. Try to see the positive that in staying home and being a part of the quarantine, you're actually helping people. And yeah, we'll continue to post podcasts and YouTubes and talk to you guys and answer questions and have some fun with it. Try to keep our community as small as possible in like the intimate setting. And yeah, guys.
So a couple of reminders. The list that we read some of the things off today is in the show notes. The survey for if you're hoping for help or if you could use help will also be down there.
Also check out my Instagram. I'll post some recipes that could be fun. We had an awesome breakfast burrito this morning that I'll post.
Sean and I are doing videos on how you've been going about the pumping and breastfeeding. If you're interested in that, we're doing one on Drew's schedule. We're doing one on the last trip we might take in a while which was
to the MIT. Boston.
Yeah. She spoke on a panel and I'm very proud of you, babe, and Thank you, baby. By the way, we're supposed to release one of the episodes that we did live there.
I know, but
they haven't, but all the people are gone. I don't know what happened. Like, no one's working. So
we did
no
an
one's
interview and now we can't get the interview. It's fine. That's first world problems. And that's terrible that we're complaining about that.
But I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
No, I know, but it was an awesome interview.
We told them
that
we were going to release it and we haven't yet.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing day. I hope this brings a little bit of light to your day and to the circumstances, and we will see you next time.
Wait, next week is going to be the Mallory and Kyle episode. Sorry that got pushed. We're also going to be releasing redirected episodes, so check those out. And if you guys haven't yet, give the show a rating and subscribe to it on whatever platform you're listening to. We really appreciate you guys taking the time. Hope you had fun. Hope it brought a smile to your face at some point, or at least took you out of the craziness. So anyway, that's all we have for you. Thanks for listening. It's the East Fam out. thought that was good.
I thought that was great. I was trying to bring some humor, you know?
At the end?
With all that AA.
Did you think it was boring?
No.
Okay. Next up.